USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis square off in the final Republican debate before the Iowa caucuses. During a part of the event hosted by CNN in Des Moines last night, both candidates were asked what they consider an insurrection to be. Here was DeSantis' answer.
My role model for how to do the Constitution is George Washington. He said, the Constitution is the guide that I will never abandon.
Haley said it is wrong that former President Trump refuses to concede defeat in the 2020 election. She also called January 6, 2021, the day of the U.S. Capitol riots, quote, a terrible day. The debate came just hours after former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie dropped out of the race and pleaded with voters not to support Trump. During the town hall in New Hampshire, Christie explained what he believed would come with another Trump term.
And people are going to remain angry, remain divided, and become even more exhausted than they are today.
Former President Trump has largely disregarded Christie's candidacy other than to poke fun at him on social media, and Trump has skipped every one of the five Republican primary debates. The Iowa caucuses are set for Monday, and Trump is expected to win. The state of Alabama will have another chance to execute a murder convict they botched an earlier attempt with. This time, it will make history as the first ever U.S. execution using nitrogen gas. A judge in Alabama gave it the thumbs up this week. Alabama inmate Kenneth Eugene Smith was sentenced to die for killing a woman back in 1988. He survived a botched execution attempt via lethal injection in November 2022. Smith's new execution sentence is now set for January 25th. His attorneys plan to file an appeal, though, arguing this second attempt is unconstitutional under provisions protecting against cruel or unusual punishment. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Former President Trump is not ready to speak about any potential choice for vice president. Not yet.
Well, I can't tell you that, really. I mean, I know.
At a Fox News town hall event in Des Moines, Iowa, Wednesday, Trump is still leading GOP polls by a wide margin. The field, though, is shrinking even more. Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and Vivek Ramaswamy, now the only remaining alternative candidates to Trump. Amidst House Republicans' impeachment investigation into the Biden family's business dealings, the president's son is stating his case about the calls.
If he had no involvement in your business.
Do you have a dad? Did he call you?
Yes.
Answer the phone?
Yes.
Okay. Hunter Biden had that exchange with a Fox Business reporter as he walked through the halls of Congress Wednesday. He had appeared in the chambers unannounced to compel House Republicans to take his testimony out in the open. House GOP lawmakers, though, are poised to hold Hunter in contempt of Congress for refusing to go behind closed doors. It will be the end of an era in college athletics. ESPN reporting Alabama Crimson Tide head football coach Nick Saban is retiring. Saban is a seven-time national championship head football coach, the most in college football history. Six of those titles came at Alabama, along with one at Louisiana State University. Saban has also spent time leading teams at Toledo, Michigan State, and in the NFL with the Miami Dolphins. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.